I just knew something was off when I appeared back in that caterpillar costume. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Brothers Movie Factory. I'm your host, Ben. With me, as always, the brother of the Brothers Movie Factory.
That cock, Tom Nook.
I actually work for Tom Nook, and I find that a little harsh.
I meant crook.
Oh, okay. That's better.
He charges out the ass, all them bells to get your house all set up.
Hey, I'll have you know I paid my house off successfully, 98,000 bells, and immediately was in debt another 198,000 bells.
Have you ever been tempted with this new Animal Crossings when you're saving? It's like, do not shut off power to shut off power and get a visit from Mr. Rossetti?
I don't think he's in this one, actually. If you call the rescue services, he appears. Indeed. But before we get any further into that, Animal Crossing chat, why don't we just go ahead real briefly. So if you're new to the podcast, every week we take a film, we then watch said film and go to the podcast and discuss what we liked, what we didn't, what was good, what was bad, and then we submit that movie to the factory. That's where we take the film we just watched and we imagine what it would look like if it came out today. Who would direct it, who would compose it, who would star? However, two announcements. Due to, you know, recent events with the coronavirus and everything going on there and in the world and dealing with that, we are obviously under a stay-at-home order currently, so again, for the second week in a row, we are doing this via the interwebs. We're not actually in the same room as we usually are, so if the audio quality sounds a little different, that is why. And then also because of this, we could watch a movie separate, but that takes away a little bit, so we figured we'd do a discussion this week. With something that we're doing right now, and a lot of people, I mean, this has been the biggest, best-selling game in the series, and one of the best-selling games this year so far, in general, of any console, and that's Animal Crossing New Horizon. We figured we'd just have a bit of a Animal Crossing chat, because this is a game that we've actually owned between the both of us, every rendition of the game, at least in the main entries in the series.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't have any of that. Was it Amiibo Festival?
Yeah, no, sir. even though I've been tempted when I see it for like $5, and I'm like, maybe.
Like maybe this time.
Maybe this time it'll be good. But yeah, no, it seems like pretty much everyone and the mother, according to that commercial of Animal Crossing New Horizon, where the mom's playing it. Has been playing Animal Crossing right now. Everyone's playing New Horizons because there's nothing else to do. But yeah, they said something like in Japan they've already sold 1.88 million copies of this game. Nintendo Switches, I don't know if you heard this, but are pretty much sold out everywhere right now.
My roommate was looking to buy one so he could play the new Animal Crossing. And he couldn't because they're all sold out of Switches.
Yeah, so everything's real super expensive right now in terms of the game and everything. And it's just kind of interesting to see the evolution of the series. Because when this game – I remember when this game came out. And
the original one?
Yeah, the original.
Or this one?
The 2003, the American version. Because obviously, like we were just discussing, the original version of this game came out in 2001, and it was only in Japan, and it was called Animal Forest.
It came out in 2003, the original one?
Mm-hmm, in America.
Huh.
Yeah, 2001 on the game, or on the N64, was where this game originally came out. And then, I think, if I recall, it was originally going to be on the N64DD. I don't know if you remember, it had the disk drive. And that's it was originally going to be released on that, and that little thing was going to have an internal clock, but and it was going to use that for the day and night cycle. However, because the Nintendo 64DD didn't sell well, that was removed, and then they made Animal Forest Plus for the GameCube in Japan, and it did use the GameCube's internal clock.
Right.
Which is what led to the, you know, day-night cycle that we know, because when we did get the game in 2003, based off the success of...
2002. I just read it. 2002 was the release date in America.
This is the issue, because they released... This is what I was getting at, I guess. 2002 released America, Animal Crossing... And in America, but then in 2003, because of the success of that version, because they had added some things such as holidays and things of that nature, and they rewrote a lot of the script for localization, things like that. Japan and Nintendo executives were so impressed by the localization work, they updated and expanded upon the game, and they released it in Japan under the title of Animal Forest E+. Which was basically, that came out in 2003. It was just basically Animal Crossing with a couple different features. But yeah, going to that, like, I remember when this came out and it just being a really big deal. And looking, I mean, you look back and it's almost primitive now, right? Like, there was only four houses. You could only have four villagers. I saw people were complaining about the fact that this... You only get one island per Switch. Like, this game, New Horizons, being review bombed right now because people can only have one island per Switch. However, when the original game came out, you had four houses all in the same area on the map. And if I recall, the only way to get in your own village was to buy a new memory card.
Yes. Crazy times.
Yeah, but people just want more, you arrogant cucks.
Now, before we stumble on any further, what is Animal Crossing? What is it about? And what makes it so...
Living under a rock?
Well, some Spit listeners might be, very very much so.
I saw a lot of videos before New Horizon came out where people were like, why is Animal Crossing a big deal? Like, why do people like Animal Crossing and things like that? Just it's a, what would you say, a life sim in a sense?
Yes.
It's a life sim where you're a little villager and there are animals in said village, and basically you just got to live your life, pay off a debt to your house, make your house bigger, it's funny because it's really not that complex, but in its easy to handle nature and like non-complexity, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, you pay off loans, you go fishing, you catch bugs, you dig up fossils, you sell things to make money, and you know, it's so addicting that even as we're doing this podcast, I think we're both playing it, and I was on your island, but I got booted off again.
You want to know why? Because I accidentally shut off my Switch.
You cuck.
I said, get off my island.
Yeah. But yeah, what makes it so addicting is not that it's easy to play, and it's like a life simulator, you can create your own little world. It's because it's so charming and... I don't want to diminish the game by saying it's cute, but its art style is very cute.
You're like,
and,
I don't want to diminish it by calling it cute, but it's fucking cute.
Yeah, it is, and it is very addicting to play. I've played it every day for the last week here since it came out, and I'm further behind than some people who've been playing it for like 3 days. But yeah, there's definitely an Animal Crossing craze going on. It's been going on since it came out. I remember there's an issue of Nintendo Power, which we used to get every month. It would tell you about Yeah, I'll tell you about the latest games that were coming out, reviews, and all kinds of other activities. And I remember there was an issue. This is during the Nintendo 64 era, so GameCube wasn't even announced yet, or it might have been announced, but in the upcoming games, there was Animal Crossings for Nintendo 64 listed on there. And obviously that never happened. It ultimately got ported to the GameCube, which we got on release day. I remember
With a guide.
I remember anticipating that release because of Nintendo Power, and reading all about it and seeing what you could do. And man, playing that game for the first time, it was unlike anything I had played prior. I mean, the closest thing was like The Sims, but this is different because you're playing as your Sim.
Yeah, and what's kind of funny too. Is like just thinking back on the original Animal Crossing to like how far it's come, the evolution of it. Like, really, all you could do in that original game, and you just said like it was unlike anything at the time you had ever played. All and I remember being in love with that game. All you could really do was you could do a little bit of designing, I think. You could buy furniture for your house. There were real-time events, so you could go and see KK Slider, the dog that plays music, and get a song from him.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, you could find fossils, donate them to the museum, catch fish, donate them to the museum, bugs, and also sell those things for bells, where you would slowly make your house bigger and bigger and bigger. But other than that, there wasn't a whole lot to do outside of really, a couple events a year. And this, it wasn't ever changing, where I feel like we have now, where you can constantly really alter where your village is and what you're playing in and stuff, which is kind of neat. But ultimately, too, with the original game, like they had some cool features that I wish they'd bring back. Like the, do you remember they had like the old Nintendo consoles you could
Oh
get.
yeah, and you could like play particular games, whether it was Excitebike or Punch-Out, things like that.
I think they had Balloon Fight on there, and yeah, they Donkey Kong Jr. I remember. They had all these old Nintendo games you could play. Now, obviously, a little obsolete now. However, still really cool. A cool addition to have. Even like in this new one, having a Nintendo Switch in my Animal Crossing world, I'm like, I want an N64 in here too. But yeah, just thinking back on that old game, there wasn't a whole lot you could do, I remember. But I remember also spending I remember spending ridiculous amounts of time saving up bells so I could buy the biggest Christmas tree they had, like when Christmas rolled around.
Sweet.
Because they would have, I don't even remember, they had like three different sizes of Christmas tree. And I remember having the basement and the attic, and yeah, like I spent a lot of time in that original game.
Oh yeah, I think that was the most I had spent in an Animal Crossing game, I believe.
You would have in New Leaf, but we'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there. So yes, that game came out in 2002. We played the hell out of it. There's a particular memory I have. We went to our friend Andrew's house, and he had Animal Crossings. We had Animal Crossings. We all had our memory cards of our villages. And I remember we would take turns, like every hour or every half hour, we would switch. So, in our particular village. And then you could do things where if you put like a one memory card in like each slot, you could travel by train to another town. Therefore, you could talk to, your friends' neighbors, and you could get their local fruit and bring it back to your village and plant it and be worth more money. And all this kind of sounds a little, lame. Like, hey, we grabbed fruit and planted trees and went fishing. But there's something about doing it and just the way this
You're like, it
gameplay
was
plays out.
lame, but fuck it.
I don't want to say it was lame, but it was lame.
I won't say this game's cute, but it was fucking cute. And I won't say it's lame, but it's kind of lame. But it's great, trust me.
It's not lame. It sounds lame, but it's not. Like, I just bought, we're playing, I'm playing right now. What did I just buy? I can't even remember. I just bought it 3 seconds ago. Wildest Dreams DIY. What the fuck is that?
Thank God.
I don't even know.
I'm about to find out. That's special.
Something you would like, a brick oven.
I got that today. You got that. You got okay. that out of the Nook Miles.
Yes, indeed.
But yeah, no, that original, I remember doing that. I remember being nervous because there was something like, if you had people over to your village, you would lose a villager? Is that how that
you
worked?
You could.
But if you didn't do that, you wouldn't lose them, if I recall? There was something with, like, if you had people over. Or maybe that was just, like, an urban legend that I made myself believe.
Maybe, I think so. They could move, but, there was stuff if you neglected to talk to a neighbor, or, you know, if there are too many weeds in your town, they would be more inclined to move away. Oh, shit. Tarantula.
Don't let it bite you.
I know, it's happened a time or two. But he's praying up at me. Yeah, got him.
Hey, look at that. Live feed. The thing I was watching today, the guy makes mazes when he goes tarantula hunting at night so that he can run away from them into a maze and then catch them.
Just saying that's really funny. When he goes tarantula hunting.
Yeah. But
like Tiger King.
Yeah, I remember. Jeez, I've been watching that. But we, we had the original Animal Crossing, and I remember loving that game. I remember you kind of made your own fun with it. Like, I remember digging holes outside of one of the villagers' house so they couldn't get out, shit like that. But then with the revelation of the Nintendo DS, they released Animal Crossing Wild World, and that was really the first true sequel, like true, just different version of the game that wasn't just an upgraded port of the game. And they did a lot of cool things in that. I think their big thing that I remember being like super excited about, because it was their first foray into the handheld side of things, was that you could draw patterns with the stylus and then drop the patterns on the ground outside. So you could make like sidewalks and dirt paths and different things like that. And obviously it didn't look great, but you could do that, which is really cool. And I remember, I just have a memory stuck in my head of playing, when we grew up, it was just, we lived out in the boonies, no one around. It was like a weekend night. But I just remember sitting in the living room, everyone watching TV, and I was sitting there with my Animal Crossing guide, basically, and catching bugs and selling them for bells. And I remember coming across like the biggest moth you could find in that game and catching it and being so excited and things like that. So I remember getting into really long spans of playing Wild World. I remember staying with Grandma and playing this game. There was one span where it's like, I forget what you were doing, but Mom and Dad were gone too. So I was staying at Grandma's, and I was there for maybe a weekend, and this was all I did, was just played Animal Crossing Wild World. And I don't think you ever really played Wild World, though. I think you did have an account on mine, or like a villager, but
probably just for you to show me, and I was just trying it out when you were not playing that, when you probably got more into, what was it, Xbox 360 and things like that, because I did borrow the DS for a time, I remember.
Yeah.
To play whatever I was playing back in the day. But that, when was that, 2007?
This is 2005 is what I have here.
Yeah. I mean, I was probably 2007 when I played it. No, it was probably 2005 or 6, yeah.
Well, 5 is when it came out. It came out in 2006. Late 2005. 2005 is when the DS came out originally. I read something a little while ago that said that the whole reason they put Animal Crossing on it was to like show that the DS was like a powerful little system.
Mm-hmm.
Which it succeeds, because it is cool. I mean, it's like old school now, but looking back at it, you're like, man, that looks pretty good for like a DS game.
Right.
And it was a lot of fun to be able to take this mini world on the go with you, and really, take it and go. But then, Animal Crossing City Folk came out in 2008, and I remember we didn't really play that much. It was kind of interesting that like City Folk leaped back to the console, and we really didn't get into it that much, if I recall.
Yeah, I mean, I did. I played a lot of it. I remember buying that one, and yeah, we not as much as other ones. Just because I don't think it lived up to the hype that I had built up for it myself. It's called City Folk. It was all about going to the city and doing this and that, but it really wasn't that different than any of the other ones. Like it wasn't that much different than the DS version that you had shown me so much. And it's a good game. It was just nothing impressive. It did incorporate though a device that wasn't what's the word? Not many people owned
An
it.
archaic device.
Yeah, it's called the Nintendo Voice Chat.
You
It was like
mean
a little.
the Wii Speak microphone?
Sure. I just said it in a different way.
Well, the reason
Potato,
you said
potato.
Nintendo Voice Chat was because that's the name of the podcast I told you I was listening to earlier.
Mother of God.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so you could utilize that. And I had a friend who got that, and I told her I was going to get it, but then I just never did. Because I kind of fell out, not fell out of the game, but there was other stuff going on or other games to be played. So yeah, City Folk, I honestly don't have too many memories of it other than
First time going to the city and being like,
yeah, like, oh, this is it, and that's all it ever would be. Like today, if they made, let's say they made that exact same game today, you would know now that there's opportunity potential for them to do like an update and it's bigger, or there's a new store or something like that
Hell,
archaic
New Donk City is
Switch.
bigger than that.
New Donk City is huge.
Yeah, because even like I read a little bit on Animal Crossing City Folk beforehand, and it's like I think the summary that I read was like very or the gameplay was extraordinarily similar to Wild World, however added voice chat options. I'm like, well, that's fun, and you could plug in a USB keyboard to type messages to people.
Sweet.
So basically, it was newly or it was Wild World, but with updated graphics. But then 2013, which is actually, I mean, think about that, 2008 to 2013, it's a big jump. They're a big, that's a big jump in years. I remember this game coming out. I was going to be going on vacation with now wife and her family. I think honestly that was the first time I was going on vacation with them. And I knew it was going to be a 14-hour trip. And
Yuck.
so I was like, I want to pick up a game. And so I picked this up. No, I think I picked it up day one. And I bought the guide. And then her little sister also got it later, and a couple days later. And this is what we played pretty much the whole car ride down. I remember I didn't realize that my now wife really liked that game, so like I woke up and she'd be playing it and things like that. So yeah, I remember like really digging New Leaf because it was like the first time that I'd truly played Animal Crossing since 2008, and I just remember really doing all the different things. It had the game focused more on making things relatable, like to you. So there was a lot more holidays in this season, or in this version of the game. So there was a lot like Christmas and Egg Day and things like that. But then you had
Egg Day.
exactly, you had the whole thing with being able to have that wireless connectivity with 3DS and everything, and being able to like sync up and go to people's villages and talk to them and things like that, which was pretty cool in comparison to anything you'd do before. Being able to have this on the go and just pull it out and be like, let me show you this real quick, or I'm gonna expand upon what I'm telling you. And I just remember there were so much little things to do in New Leaf, but I honestly remember you enjoying it more than I did.
I really like the concept of the 3DS, and I hadn't owned a handheld console, oh, and
Long time.
since the
Very long
Game
time.
Boy, oh no, since the Nintendo, Game Boy Advance SP, that was it.
Yes. Well, micro too.
And a micro, you're correct, yes. But it had been a while, and the 3DS had come out in what, 2013? No, not 2013. When did those come out?
When did
Do you
what come
remember?
out? The
The
3DS?
3DS, yes.
Oof. I don't know. Because I bought it a couple days after it came out too, and then I got
Yeah.
factored in.
Well,
2011.
yeah, I remember I went out and bought it on a whim. We were somewhere. We were at like a wedding or something. And
Yeah.
I just walked over to GameStop and bought the fucker. And I got it used, I remember. And
Oh, good for you.
they had a cool color. What was it? The
Yeah.
black and blue or blue or
Yeah, it was like
something.
a navy blue, aqua blue, or something like that.
Aqua blue, yeah. And bought that and Animal Crossing's New Leaf. And I played the shit out of it, made my town and did what you do in Animal Crossing. So they just change up, the iteration of it every time and had a lot of good fun, and it was like I missed out on everything else that had been going on over the years with Animal Crossing. And I kind of almost skipped a generation with City Folk because I really didn't play it too much. Because there really wasn't much to play that wasn't already, so familiar. This was a little different, yet familiar. Yeah, played the hell out of it. Loved my 3DS. Had that. Played that game the most. And I played and beat Ocarina of Time, which they remade for this 3DS, and Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask. And then one fateful day, I was making a lot of trips home to Clarion on the weekends, and I would bring my Switch, or I keep calling it Switch, God, 3DS, on these trips. And one night, I was getting ready to drive home to Pittsburgh, and I never saw that Switch, or fuck me, that 3DS again. Never saw the 3DS again.
No.
And all I can do to say what happened to it, because it disappeared. Wasn't anywhere. I did one of two things. One, I was loading up my car and I put it on the roof of my car and accidentally drove away. So it ended up on the highway somewhere. Or I was cleaning out my car and probably not paying attention and had like I probably put the 3DS in a Walmart bag along with other things, and when I was cleaning my car, I was like, oh, Walmart bag. Threw it in and threw it away.
Maybe both. Maybe you put it in the Walmart bag and put that on top of your car.
We'll go with that. Yeah, and then it was gone. Lost.
I
And,
remember you looking for that. I remember like cleaning out one of your closets once at one of your old places. I'm like, I'm gonna find this thing.
yeah, no
Or
siree, Tom.
it was when you moved out of one of your old places. You moved home and then you moved it back. But I found like a bag of a bunch of your stuff. I'm like, it's in here. I know it.
I feel it.
Yeah, I'm gonna
That
find
was
it.
not, I'm pretty sure that's not the only tragedy we've had with Animal Crossing. I'm pretty sure we lost the original one too. I don't think we have it anymore. I believe it got lost in my girlfriend, my well, not my girlfriend, my ex-girlfriend's house fire.
Yeah, I think so. I
I think
lost a lot of
so.
games to that. If I
Yeah.
recall,
Pretty sure. I don't think she had the case. I think she had
just the
like,
disc.
just a disc. Pretty sure.
We have the memory card. That's all that matters.
And so yeah, that, and then it was a couple years later, probably 2 or 3 years later, you had the idea for my birthday to get me a 2DS
Indeed, with Mario
with
Kart 7.
it was I was built in, but you got a copy of Wild World.
New Leaf, please.
New Leaf on the Nintendo
Why won't you die?
Switch. I'm showing my age.
Jeez. tonight you've been just off. You're like, yeah, and I forget.
Well, I've had quite the day, and we'll just say my brain is fried.
I've had one doozy of a day.
I have. So after a day like I had today, it's good to play something relaxing like Animal Crossing. However,
some relaxing and pay off some debt.
This is how lame yet awesome the game is. Sounds lame, but in real time playing is awesome. I just picked all the fruit from the trees on my island. 35 grand.
You're like, oh yeah.
And once your orchards bloom, that's easy money.
Exactly. But indeed, I mean, the Animal Crossing games are something that I think we've always really enjoyed. Something that I think they will continue to enjoy, especially with this one coming out and just being real easy and accessible. Pick up and play it for 20 minutes a day or do this or that. You know, you have your little tasks you want to get done and, you know, just finding things to do. It's been a staple in our video game and life for, you know, several years now.
And
like, 17 years? 2020 came out in 18 came out in 2002. So, yeah, 18 years of this game. And, it's been...
A wild new leaf horizon
Switch
kind of
ride.
Yeah. I can safely say this is a great introductory video game. If you get someone who claims they hate video games or don't like playing them, your wife is a good testament of that. You put this game in front of them, they'll think it's pretty fun. My girlfriend never heard of Animal Crossing before, and she saw me playing it.
Like, never heard of it, and now she's not my girlfriend anymore.
Yeah, that's correct. Who's the dog? Oh, yeah. It's I got rid of my girlfriend. Now I'm dating Isabella.
Like, now I'm dating KK Slider, and everything's just good.
Everything's right in the world. But now I was playing this game, and she, like, didn't get it. At first viewing, she's like, what is this? This is so weird.
She's like, what's the point of this game? And you're like, there is no point. That's the point.
Like, you live your life, you do this and this and this, and because we're in a quarantine, I can't do those things, so this is perfect.
Exactly.
And she's like, is that a robot bird? I'm like, yep. She's like, what is it? I'm like, that's my neighbor. And then she's like, is that a hamster? I'm like, yep, that's my neighbor too. And then upon talking to one, and these creatures, these animals, these neighbor friends talk, she was like, this is strange. But that was day one. Now I'm on day six of playing this game, and she's like, this game is so much fun. So, and she's just watching.
Japanese game I've ever seen.
And that's why she loves it. Now, I mentioned those animals, those neighbors, those friends talk funny. What's your best impression of, like, Tom Nook?
Isn't it just like,
Yep, see?
They switch up the cadence. Did you know that?
Yeah, I was talking to the camel. What's her name? Sahara?
Well, the cadence is different depending on the region. Like in Japan, they actually speak much quicker.
Really?
Yeah, because of just the cadence of our languages. Like in Japanese languages.
I was talking to the camel who sells carpets and things, and I don't know if this is just being stereotypical or not, but it had even though it's like, it had an Indian accent.
You're stereotypical.
Not in the game is.
I don't know. I didn't pick up on that when I saw her, but I'll have to check it out next time.
Check it out. Give it a listen. Yeah, it's a universal game, universal in concept, easy to pick up and play and understand. And I don't know. I think it's taken over the simulation genre. Like, I don't think there's a better game for life sim than that. Would you?
Sims. No, I would say this is probably the easiest and just kind of relaxed and chill version of any life sim you could possibly get. I mean, I like life sim games, as you know, I've always have. Mm-hmm. Harvest Moon and even Persona games have a life sim aspect that I really enjoy.
Yeah, they can have aspects too, but this is strictly the genre. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that would be like Harvest Moon, Stardew Valley, this.
Sims.
Yeah, there's something. It's escapism, and that's ultimately what video games bring you is escapism, much like any other form.
Especially
of
now that we can't leave, and yeah, that's good escapism. And this game, the new one, New Horizon, takes place on an island.
Yeah, it's a Nintendo.
Very charming.
Why don't you sponsor us, please? indeed. But yeah, so that was a good Animal Crossing chat. You have. You about ready to wrap her up, or you have anything else you want to go over?
So, I mean, on the Brothers Movie Factory, we typically take a movie or a medium, and what would it look like if it came out today in film form? This, we can't really do that, I don't think, with something like Animal Crossings, like if it was a movie, who would star in it, who would direct?
The all subtitled.
So, yeah, just for fun, if this was a TV show, if they made an Animal Crossing TV show, what would you see it being like if you were to, like, make it, like, another existing show?
Seinfeld.
Okay.
They'd have...
So, like, a... Like episodic, and just every episode is about nothing,
yeah,
but it's about something
animal,
like
in this animal world with recurring characters such as Tom Nook.
Yeah.
But then I think too, like you could have fun with it. Like, could you picture like one of your villagers being John Cena? Like, you got John Cena in there.
Why?
Because picture John Cena wearing the fucking villager shirt and then like the hat with the horns. Like,
I miss the hat with the horns.
I know. But
you could theoretically make your character look like John Cena.
My character does, because he looks like me. but no, yeah, I think because most Animal Crossing is about doing nothing, so it would either be that or it'd be more of the line of Ed and Eddie, where they're just trying to earn money, they're just trying to get bells, follow Timmy and Tommy.
Nice. Yeah, that's not a bad idea, too. Both those are pretty good ideas, actually.
Obviously, I came up with them.
Yeah, especially like the Ed, Ed, and Eddie bit. It's like all about, like, how are we gonna make bells? I know, we'll buy fish. Or not buy fish, catch fish.
We'll buy fish and sell them at higher prices.
My head is like if you took an egg and cracked it and whatever ooze came out, like, that's my brain right now.
It's called a yolk.
That bit.
You're like, take an egg and that whatever comes out, yolk.
That ooze that comes out, you know?
Yeah, the ooze. The secret of the ooze.
If I said Ivan Ooze, what comes to mind?
Ivan Ooze. The Power
Rangers. There is a cryptic. Okay, good. Very good.
He's the bad guy.
I saw a meme.
I thought it was like Matt Hardy.
Yeah, I saw a meme and it said, could 2020 get any worse? And then it shows, like, the egg of Ivan Ooze.
Whoa.
So, yeah, in my head, if this was, like, to be made into a show, I'd actually go, like, more reality TV based in,
Big
like, like, imagine, you remember that show, what was it called, Total Drama Island?
Yes, sir.
Like, sort of like that, where it was, like, reality-themed, and there was, like, challenges every day for the characters to accomplish. Something like that. Or even, like, today with a lot of travel shows or cooking. Even I got a lot of inspiration for, like, Cooking Network shows. Just, like, those kind of challenges they were given each day. But in my head, I was going, like, more reality TV, but, like, cartoon.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just, like, Total Drama Island was. Because it was
exactly.
Like Survivor, and I think the season after that was more like I forget what it was. It was like film, like movies.
Yeah, that was Total Drama Island, yeah. Something like that.
But
I never really watched that show, but yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking of. If this show did exist, your Animal Crossing show, what channel would it be?
Adult Swim.
Whoa. Now, not your show with you doing the commentary. So you like fishing. Like, fuck.
That's me, like, every day.
Yeah. Like, you actually break your shovel. Shit!
That's why I want John Cena to do it. Because John Cena would just hit the tree once with his axe and just comes down. Nah, if I, I would go with like a cable network, like your, I want Netflix. I want Netflix original. Or Freedom on Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah, I see it being more of like a streaming show, like Amazon exclusive or Hulu.
Nintendo's being more lenient with their rights too, so you never know.
Yeah.
Indeed.
I mean, Animal Crossings could spawn a show someday. If this was the 80s, it would have been a cartoon, but that's for sure.
Just to sell more games though.
Oh yeah, easily. And I didn't know that little fact you gave earlier that this is the already the highest selling in the franchise.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. History. I'm pretty sure is what I read. I know it sold more copies in England. I know that. And they hadn't even taken into account digital sales yet.
Right, especially now, what's going on. But, I mean, I was looking forward to the game.
Set the record. Powers Nintendo to record Switch sales in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
It broke. It broke a bunch of records.
Yeah, I was anticipating it to be successful, but I never would have thought it would have been like it would be like a console seller, you know. But you know, even me, I was looking forward to the game, but it came to release day.
Yeah.
And I messaged you. I'm like, I don't know if I'm gonna get it. Like, are you kind of deal? And you're like, I'd get it. We might be in quarantine. I'm like, you're right. I'm getting it.
And here we are. Both of us were like, and then at the same, pretty much the same time, we're like, yeah, let's just get it.
I believe it was like, should I get it? You're like, I would. I'm like, okay. didn't take a lot of convincing. Why didn't you say so in the first place?
Yes. Indeed, though, yeah, I think all in all, it's not going anywhere. It's going to be around for a long time. As long as Nintendo doesn't get greedy, it should be good.
Like Tom Nook.
Indeed. Well, that's what I was saying. I was like, you know, if they wanted to, they could microtransaction the hell out of this game. And they didn't. So people need to calm down.
Yeah. But like, you can pay off the loan for your house in Bells, Nook Miles, or raw cash.
And I'd say if it was another company, that'd probably be something they would do. But, you know, the game makes it just grindy enough. You have to grind, but you never get tired of the grind.
How about an Animal Crossings Battle Royale?
Last Fruit Standing.
Animal Crossing Warzone.
I'd play it and win. You have to bring your axe.
That'd be a weird mod for Call of Duty Warzone, where all the characters, instead of looking like soldiers, they look like villagers.
I think it's scarier.
It'd be really sad if you like look down, there's just a dead like raccoon character laying there.
Like, oh shit. yeah. No.
Like headshot. Aw.
Got him. Yeah. All right.
It'd be more disturbing. What do you call it when you like shoot a character and they're like they're able to be healed and they're just kind of crawling away.
Them.
It'd be fucking disturbing to see a little villager like crawling away.
Help me! You look over, yeah. It's like the villager, but it's the scene from Saving Private Ryan. He's like, "Mommy."
I don't know why I thought it was funnier just thinking like a villager, but Tom Hanks and Saving Private Ryan's up against the tank, just shooting.
Mommy.
Oh man, now I want it. I want that.
But on that note, I think we're going to wrap her up here. If you liked what you heard, be sure to check us out on Audio Boom if you didn't already. That is our primary podcasting site. That's where we post the show first, and then subsequently we get shipped out everywhere else. You can also find us on Twitter. We are at the Bros Movie Factory. That's where we'll be posting all our different episode links and what we're going to be watching this week and different memes that Gus makes, et cetera, et cetera. You can also find us on Facebook.
Go to Facebook and type in the Brothers Movie Factory. We'll be there. Click on us, like us, share what we post. I like to post memes we're watching each and every week, along with links to the things Ben mentioned a moment ago, Audio Boom, Spotify, Twitter, and that.
Indeed. So that was the show. We hope you enjoyed it. But until next week, brothers.
That's.